Steelers Nation, we are 1 week removed from the Steelers conducting business and requesting interviews for head coach candidates for their vacant head coach position. And now we are on this week for the Steelers to conduct more business and to do second interviews, but this time in-person interviews with these head coach candidates.
The Steelers have actually completed virtual interviews last week with seven of the nine, I guess, that they are bringing in. It is now nine confirmed. But they have had virtual interviews with seven. That includes a Gerald Vero, the DC for the Carolina Panthers, Jeff Hafley, the DC for the Green Bay Packers.
Or former DC.
Former, now obviously going to be the head coach for the Miami Dolphins, which I'm glad I did not want Hafley.
No, I was not a big candidate or fan of him whatsoever.
Clay Kubiak of the San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator for him, who I think is a top candidate for the Steelers in my personal opinion. Jesse Minner, defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers. Nate Shilhas, the passing game coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. Chris Shula, DC for the LA Rams.
Number one guy right here.
And Anthony Weaver, DC for the Miami Dolphins, who's actually getting a in-person interview later this week with the Steelers, as well as the Ravens. But in particular to the Steelers, he will be getting an in-person interview on this upcoming Friday, the 23rd of January. But today, they are bringing in Brian Flores for an in-person interview. That's actually going to be their first actual interview with Flores entirely, which is going to be very interesting. Now, yes, it does have to do a little bit with the Rooney Rule, as you have to bring in two minority coaches. Those are the requirements for any coach position that you have to fill at a certain role, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, head coach. You have to bring in-person interviews for minority coaches, but you know the Steelers are going to consider Brian Flores as a top option just based off of the fact he's a defensive-minded coach, he's a former head coach, and he was with the Steelers back in 2022. They're also going to bring in, unfortunately, Mike McCarthy tomorrow, Wednesday, for an in-person interview. God, that excites the ever-living shit out of me, doesn't it?
I'm not even going to joke about that. Absolutely not. It does not excite me. Considering a tweet that Tom Pelissero tweeted this morning and what he said here in this tweet, he said, Mike McCarthy will interview Wednesday with the Steelers per sources. McCarthy was a candidate for the Titans before withdrawing Monday morning and has turned down other inquiries. He's focused on Pittsburgh, where he's considered a strong candidate.
Now, I don't know if that's his agent just blowing smoke up people's you-know-what, but no, he should not be considered a strong candidate. That would be terrible. We made a video about it on Sunday when it was first announced that the Steelers are looking to meet up with McCarthy. Now they are indeed bringing him in Wednesday, tomorrow, for an in-person interview. This is a hard pass. Let's not hire Mike McCarthy. I know it's just like it's an interview and they're just bringing him in for whatever reason. I just find it to be a massive waste of time.
Yeah.
Like, they could be putting in a request. They could be putting in these resources for someone particularly young, as a matter of fact, that they could definitely add to their list of head coach candidates. Instead, they're going for a 62-year-old Mike McCarthy who's been out the league for a while, and it would just pretty much be as if Mike Tomlin never left.
Yeah.
It would be a terrible hire for the Pittsburgh Steelers, in my opinion.
And it would be a way, at least in our opinion, to try to bring back Aaron Rodgers for another season, because the quarterback situation is, of course, a big mystery. It's quite an unknown circumstance for the Steelers heading into 2026. So the Steelers, they're probably thinking, and when I say Steelers, I mean Art Rooney II, the owner. He's probably thinking, let's bring in McCarthy because he has previous relations with Aaron Rodgers dating back to Green Bay. And it's like, hey, you know, like let's get this old crew back together. Let's try to rely on past glory because they did it before. How about we try it again in Pittsburgh?
No, let's not do that. That sounds terrible. In fact,
not to mention, he grew up in Pittsburgh. McCarthy did, and he was a Steelers fan growing up.
So I don't care.
Just all, and he has, you know, previous working relationship with Omar Khan back in New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't care. That doesn't matter to me. That shouldn't really tie McCarthy to the Steelers at this stage of his career and this stage of the Steelers head coaching vacancy. The point of getting a new head coach is to go for a new, younger, modern approach. If we sign and hire Mike McCarthy as our head coach, I will lose all faith in ownership. I was already losing a lot of faith in Art Rooney II and ownership because they held on to Mike Tomlin way too damn long. Now, if you elect to go with Mike McCarthy after Tomlin steps down, I will lose absolutely all hope in ownership.
Yeah.
They cannot do that.
No,
that would
can't.
Be terrible.
No.
And why would the Steelers step away from tradition or their trend of the last three head coaches? I'm not saying they have to go with a defensive-minded guy, but in terms of the youth, in terms of the age, in terms of the fact that they're brand new to the head coaching role, why would they step away from that? That's the point of getting a new head coach at this stage for the Pittsburgh Steelers. In this league, in this era, after 19 years with the same guy, I don't want to go with a retread. I don't. I would much rather go for someone that is fresh at the position, someone that hasn't been here, someone that isn't familiar with the organization, someone that's going to bring us a new sense of life, you know, like a complete reset everywhere, you know what I mean? Like an outside perspective.
Yes, and that's where the Steelers should go. And the early indication of Art Rooney, or the Steelers, I should say, looking at a guy like Chris Shula, or keeping a close eye on Chris Shula, even dating to when Tomlin was still here. They were still keeping an eye on him. Or the fact that a day after Tomlin stepped down, they immediately requested interviews for several candidates, but the first two were Nate Shearhouse and Chris Shula.
Yes.
So I think that's an early indication of like, okay, you know, they are looking in that direction. They're looking with that trend of a new young coach to bring their philosophy in and, you know, try something new, try something fresh. And, you know, if they have to go through a rebuild year, a down year, you know, for, you know, like to be at the end of the tunnel, so be it. But with this recent news of Mike McCarthy, that makes me lose a little bit of faith in Art Rooney and the Steelers.
Yeah, that
it could just be due diligence, you know, with them interviewing McCarthy tomorrow and Brian Flores today. It could just be them, you know, just, you know, passing by and doing what they need to do to conduct business as they should for the vacancy of the head coach position. Because Chris Shula and Shearhouse cannot interview for head coach vacancies until next Monday because they're
not in person.
Not in person. You're right.
They have met with them virtually, but you're correct. If the Rams were to move on to Super Bowl 60 against most likely the Patriots, they cannot bring them in-person interviews up until that one bye before Super Bowl week.
Right.
Which that would be the earliest time that they can bring them in, whether the Rams lose, whether the Rams win, whatever. Next Monday is the earliest that they can bring in guys like Shieldhouse and Chris Shula, and the Steelers should be very patient with bringing those guys in because those, in my opinion, are your top two candidates. Those two right there. Clay Kubiak, not too far behind. Will the Steelers show interest in Clint? I believe now they have to wait until after the Seahawks season's over or after the Super Bowl to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to bring in Clint after bringing in Clay, they're going to have to wait a little longer now because they didn't put in a request when they could have. They put in a request for his brother. They didn't put in a request for Clint. Now they got to wait a little longer to bring him in if they show interest. But the fact that they didn't tells me there's not much interest towards Clint, but a lot more towards Clay. But the Steelers should very well be patient with this search and bringing in all the guys possible for in-person interviews. The fact that they are looking at Mike McCarthy, it might not mean anything, but what it tells me is they're looking in his direction, which gives me a great sense of dread now. That gives me great worry. You know, it'd be a lot easier if he just wasn't a candidate. Now that he's apparently a strong candidate, quote-unquote, according to the Tom Pelissero report.
And that he has turned down other inquiries for other head coach positions.
Yeah, that gives me great dread.
Not a good feeling in my stomach, no.
No.
I mean, honestly, you know, this kind of reeks a bit of the Arthur Smith hire. At least in my... That's just a vibe that I get with this situation. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to go with like a retread.
Retread guy that, you know, they're going to rely on. Oh, look, he had previous success, you know, a couple years back, right? Like Smith had previous success with the Titans with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. And Mike McCarthy, he's had previous success with the Packers and even Dallas to an extent. They're going to think, oh, you know, you had previous success. Let's just bring you in.
Right.
This just has Arthur Smith vibes written all over it, in my opinion.
That would be terrible.
I'm not a fan of it. I'm not.
Me neither. I mean, if you are, please let us know down in the comments. I just don't find this to be a positive whatsoever. Now, because they're bringing in Flores today, they're bringing in McCarthy tomorrow, they're going to bring in Anthony Weaver on Friday, they can still bring in more candidates for in-person interviews. If they want to bring in a guy like Jesse Minner, which I think they definitely should,
mm-hmm.
they can do that now for in-person interviews. They could do the same thing with Clay now that the 49ers season is over. They're going to have to wait on Shula and Shieldhouse, but that's what they should do. They should wait for those guys because I'm going to give you guys my top five head coaching candidates for the Steelers based off of the guys that they have requested to interview, based off of the guys that they have brought in for interviews, virtually or in person. Number one at the top of my list is Chris Shula. Chris Shula is number one because the Steelers have been showing too much interest in him. Way before Tomlin stepped down, it was like a month or so before Tomlin stepped down, There were some buzzwords going around that maybe he's thinking about going to TV or thinking about stepping down, or for one reason or another. Those turned out to be true, but they were looking at Chris Shula's direction first and foremost. And then, like Rob said, 24 hours, not even 24 hours after Tomlin steps down, who do they go after? They go after Chris Shula, and they go after Nate Shoehouse of the Los Angeles Rams and the Sean McVay coaching tree, which they should. And that's where Nate Shoehouse gets into my number two spot. Nate Shoehouse, in my opinion, is the number two best candidate the Steelers can bring in for the head coaching spot. Look at Nate Shoehouse. He's the passing game coordinator. We see what he's doing. He has a great hand in the game planning for Sean McVay and that entire passing offense. It's very electric. What Matthew Stafford's doing, he's about to be MVP. Puka Nacua is having a great year. We know Devontae Adams is one of the league leaders in touchdowns this year, right? He should definitely be at the top of the list in terms of head coaching candidates. I know a lot of people want Chris Shula to be the head coach with Shoehouse coming in as OC. I want that too. But you do run into the inevitability that Shoehouse, he's already getting head coach interviews. So how long is would he be the OC under Shula? Now, if the Steelers can still get a chance to do it, even if it's for a year, because I think that influence is needed in this coaching staff amongst a lot of the young players on the offense. So if you can still do it, do it. But the fact he's getting head coaching interviews tells me that he's not going to be an OC or he's going to be a head coach very quickly. So I put Shula at one, I put Shoehouse at two, and I'm going to put Clay Kubiak at three. Notice how I put two of the top offensive-minded guys in the top three, because not only is Shoehouse from the McVay tree, Kubiak is from the Shanahan tree, and that's what works. And the Steelers have been showing interest in those guys from those areas for a while now.
Yep.
And that's the approach they need to go, because that is what works. That's what's effective. And I think Clay has a lot more influence than people think, than what people are letting on over there. Shanahan pretty much says that, hey, he can interview for a head coach, but if you think that he's going to lateral from OC to OC somewhere else, Shanahan's not going to let that happen, which tells me that Clay is literally his right-hand man, and he doesn't want Clay going anywhere unless it's a promotion for a head coaching spot, which I think Clay will get at some point soon. But he definitely has a ton of influence in that offense with Shanahan, very much like Shoehouse with McVay or with Mike LaFleur over there as their offensive coordinator. A ton of influence. They have a lot of great smarts. They know how to get an offense going. They know how to just dominate defenses. They know where to attack the weak spots and the holes in the defense. They know how to confuse teams, and they know how to run stunts and all that. That's where the Steelers should be looking at. Those are my top three, is Shula, Shoehouse, and Clay Kubiak. My final two has a lot more to do with the fact that I like them as candidates. I really do, and I'd be happy if they became head coach. My only concern with those final two, being Jesse Minner and Brian Flores at 4 and 5, is the assistants. What would their assistants consist of? Can they bring in a decent offensive coordinator of mine that's going to run the offense? Those are my only concerns with guys like Jesse Minner and Brian Flores at 4 and 5. I have no problem with Chris Shula. I have no concern with Chris Shula, who's at my number one, to bring in an offensive mind, because he has Shoehouse underneath him. He has LaFleur right there. And look at all of the offensive minds that have come from the Sean McVay tree. It's a lot more good than bad. Look at that trio entirely. A lot of great people, a lot of great coaches that are head coaches now have come from that tree. So I think Chris Shula is going to have an array of choices to bring in as OC if he becomes the Steelers' new head coach, which I hope and pray he does.
Yeah.
And I do think that he is going to be a top of the list. He should be. The Steelers have shown too much interest in him. And I'm going to give Art the benefit of the doubt that he's going to wait out for when the Rams season's over or when the Rams make the Super Bowl or whatever to bring those two in, and Shoehouse and Shula.
Yeah.
But those are my top five.
Now, based off the recent reports going through social media, it seems like the top three strong candidates that have been, you know, circulating on social media are, one, Chris Shula, even though they have to wait for an in-person interview at least till next Monday. Brian Flores, I mean, like, the ties to Pittsburgh make sense. He's in for an in-person interview today and whatnot. I mean, like, everybody knew that he was going to be a strong candidate once Tomlin stepped down. But number three, it appears, is now Mike McCarthy, with all this, you know, like, connection, you know, going about with the Steelers. So it appears that those three are the strong candidates, and one of them could very well end up being the next Steelers head coach. Now, I would like them to get in another second interview with Jesse Minter, an in-person interview this time around, you know, see what he's all about, of course, you know, see what he's capable of, what his philosophy is. Now, the assistance concern that you threw out there with Flores and Mentor, I can understand that. But those two are very quality coaches. I think they can figure out what they need to do, who they need to bring in order to conduct an offense and whatnot, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, they're great defensive minds, which is why I put them at 4-5. Wherever they go, their defenses are at the top of the ranks. The stats show it. Look at the Vikings. Look at the Chargers. Even Minnesota, Michigan. Look at the stats. Wherever they go, their defenses are at the top
and
of the line.
And you got to think, isn't Harbaugh an offensive coach? Wasn't he an offensive coach?
Pretty sure he is.
So, like, Mentor's been around that, even dating back to the Michigan days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Mentor's been around that. He's been around that for, what, 5 years now with Harbaugh, if I'm not mistaken. And Flores with Kevin O'Connell. So they kind of have a bit of an indication of, like, okay, this is how an offense can be run. This is what we can do for an offense.
Yep.
So, you know, that's something to throw out there. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely have some concerns in that regard, but I still like them as head coaching candidates, which is why I put them at the bottom of the list of 4-5. But the top three is Shula, Shieldhouse, and Kubiak. Because I have no concerns in Shula being the head coach, and I think he's going to be exactly what the Steelers need, a new approach. He kind of has he has a sense of emotion towards him where he's going to bring in such a dominant feel and a new sense of culture. And, you know, he's just he comes off as such a great coach that when he becomes head coach, wherever that's going to be, because he's a hot commodity right now, I feel like that team's instantly going to get a winner. And that's going to feed into the players that he is coaching. That's the feel I get for him. And Shieldhouse and Kubiak, they're the top two offensive minds that the Steelers have looked at.
Yeah, and I definitely agree. I would have to say those are my top three as well. I definitely agree on that. But as far as what social media is kind of indicating, and it's social media, don't always believe what social media says. It's just something to throw out there to kind of keep in mind. It appears that Shula is still a top candidate or a strong candidate. So is Brian Flores and still is Mike McCarthy. But I think all of us here agree that we do not want Mike McCarthy to be the next head coach.
No.
Let's keep our fingers crossed on that. Let's hope that Wednesday, tomorrow, is not the announcement of McCarthy being the head coach.
I don't think it will be. But the fact they're bringing him in, it does give me a sense of, oh, no. It's just that sense of dread, that sense of worry is now there. The fact that he is among the list of candidates the Steelers are bringing in, especially for their first two in-person interviews. And Flores, and then McCarthy, and then Weaver to follow.
But again, it could just be due diligence, and let's just hope to God that that's all it is. Them just doing business.
The only way I can see the whole McCarthy thing working out is if they bring him in as an offensive advisor, as an OC, as a consultant for the offense, not as a head coach. Like, if he wants to have, like, a role of what Wade Phillips had with Sean McVay. You know how Wade Phillips was a very good DC for the Rams when Sean McVay first got there. McVay was a brand new head coach, but he had someone experienced like Wade Phillips right under him working with that defense, but to kind of coach him up there for that head coaching spot. That's the only positive McCarthy would have, is that he works for the offense only, but helps out a new, fresh head coach, a first-time head coach for the Steelers. That's the only way it works out. Otherwise, if you're talking about seriously making him the head coach, then throw away next season. I mean, you could already say throw away next season, but I feel like at least with a new coach and a mystery at quarterback, it's experimental. It's going to be a little exciting because at that point, you don't really know what to expect. You know, there's almost little expectations from that regard. Whether if you bring in McCarthy and they try to pull Aaron Rodgers back, it's like, oh, no, here we go again.
Exactly.
We don't want that.
Rather, with a new head coach, it's like just take a year, go through a rebuild phase and just see, you know, what this guy can show to the team, what his philosophy is, what the indication is for the future with this team. And with that, you know, 2027, go out there, draft a quarterback, and then just hope for the best down the road.
I agree.
Rather, with McCarthy, it's just like they're betting on next year again as a Super Bowl team when they don't have the roster to do it.
No.
Even if McCarthy has a different staff and his own staff, it's just they're just going to run it back as if Tomlin never left. No, thank you.
No. Hard pass on that. But that is the latest news on the Steelers head coach search in terms of not only their interviews and who they virtually met with, but now the in-person interviews begin this week, which means it's starting to get a little more real. And I'm looking forward to see who the Steelers are going to try to bring in for in-person interviews going forward. I'm hoping one is Clay Kubiak. I'm hoping the other is Jesse Minner. And come Monday or some point next week, when it's that little bye before the Super Bowl, whether the Rams move on or not, you better bring in Shula. You better bring in Shieldhouse. I know they're going to be busy because it's the only time that teams are going to have the chance to bring them in, but you better put them at the top of the list.
Yep.
because those are the top two in my opinion. But we'll see what the Steelers do this upcoming week. We'll see what more news comes out in regards to everything. But yeah, they're gonna bring in Flores and they're gonna bring in McCarthy. I wouldn't mind Flores. I wouldn't. But I am not sold whatsoever on McCarthy. So let's just hope that doesn't become a reality. Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. How do you guys feel about the latest news and the in-person interviews the Steelers are indeed going to bring in this week? Who are you hoping they bring in for an in-person interview? And who do you think should be the top candidate for the head coach spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers? And matter of fact, based off of our top five head coach candidates from the guys they've interviewed, what's your top five? Let us know down in the comments below. Otherwise, we'll see you in the next one for more Pittsburgh Steelers head coach news. See you in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later. Peace!